Imagine your logo stopping a scroll dead in its tracks. The thumb pauses, the eye widens, and the tap follows. I watched that happen in coffee shop 3 summers ago, when a tiny sketch I scribbled on a napkin became the hero visual in a local cafe's campaign. It wasn't polished. It didn't need to be. It proved an idea. Today, I'm handing you that ritual, the 3-minute prototype, a fast, portable sequence you can run anywhere to sketch, test, and pitch visual concepts that close work. In the next half hour, you'll get the why, the exact how, and 3 studio micro examples you can steal. Ready? Let's make something that earns its keep in 3 minutes.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to The Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling, with your co-host, Wendy. Today, 3 parts. 1. The foundation, why tiny prototypes beat polishing for buy-in. 2. The hands-on routine, my exact 3-minute sequence with audio-friendly templates and a 60-second imagination break. 3. Real-world applications, 3 micro case studies and scripts to pitch these small proofs to clients. After that, a short recap and 2 easy CTAs so you can take action right away.
And if you're wondering how to follow along without a screen, we've got guided verbal prompts and downloadable worksheets at mwgdstudios.com/submit to keep you on track.
Foundation. Why does a 3-minute prototype work? First, people don't buy perfection. They buy confidence and evidence. A small visual that demonstrates a single idea lowers risk for clients and shortens the sales conversation. Second, psychology. Quick, focused artifacts create something tangible to react to. When a client can point to a single element and say, yes, that's it, you avoid the endless abstract talk that stalls projects. Let me give you a studio example. We had a retail client who wanted increased foot traffic. Instead of delivering a 12-slide concept deck, we sketched a single window motif, an oversized friendly icon of a coffee mug with a bold caption, "Coffee that greets you," and a warm palette suggestion. The client took that napkin sketch, pinned it to their planning board, and invited us to build a weekend pop-up campaign. The one problem rule saved the day. Define the single audience problem, solve it visually, and let that solution stand as proof.
A quick rule of thumb, your prototype should address exactly one problem. Not brand overhaul, not messaging suite. One thing. That keeps decisions simple and feedback actionable. If a client can say, this concept proves more morning foot traffic, you can test it, measure it, and iterate with data. And if the test works, you scale. If it doesn't, you learn faster than if you had sunk weeks into refinements.
Segment 2, the 3-minute routine. I want to walk you through the exact sequence I use when I pick up a pen or open my notes app. You can do this standing in line, on a call, or at a kitchen table. The steps are, 1. Define the single audience problem. 10 words max. 2. Craft a focused visual hypothesis, what your image will prove. 3. Write a one-line value caption, clear outcome language. 4. Stage a quick test, where you'll show it and what success looks like. We'll run it live in audio. I'm going to prompt you through a 60-second sketch sprint in a moment, so have a pen ready or use your voice to describe it.
Start timer now in your head. Step 1. Define the problem. Say it out loud. Busy young parents don't notice breakfast specials. Step 2. Visual hypothesis. A bold, friendly badge that reads, "Breakfast on the Run," with a simple breakfast icon will break attention. Step 3. Caption. Quick breakfast, happy mornings. Step 4. Test. Post on neighborhood social with a CTA. Show this post at checkout for a free scone. Okay, now the 60-second imagination break. I'll guide you with short prompts. Sketch or speak your answers.
Imagination break. 60 seconds. Ready? 3, 2, 1, start. Visualize the audience. Where are they? What are they doing? Now draw one shape that represents the product or feeling. Could be a circle, a mug, a lightning bolt.
add one clear piece of text, 3 words max. Choose a palette, warm, cool, or high contrast. Done. Great work. That single-minute ritual collapsed a week of overthinking into a test you can launch in an afternoon.
Now let's make the routine audio-friendly with verbal templates you can reuse. For problem, our customer struggles with, for visual hypothesis, a icon or shape paired with caption will make them action. For caption template, one-line benefit. For test, we'll show it on and measure. Use those shells and fill them fast. Don't aim for poetry. Aim for clarity.
Palette intent. Quick note. Pick color to signal one thing. Warm tones equals friendliness and urgency. Cool tones equals trust and calm. High contrast equals stop the scroll. You don't need a full system for a prototype. One dominant color and one neutral will do the job, and keep attention focused on the concept, not the decoration.
Segment 3. Real-world application. I'll tell you 3 micro case studies from MG Wallace Design Studios, where 3-minute prototypes led to paid projects. Case 1, a pet retailer. Simple silhouette plus coupon caption resulted in a weekend event that doubled walk-ins. Case 2, a B2B software MVP. One screen mock showing a single outcome metric. We used it to secure a pilot contract. Case 3, a restaurant rebrand. Quick mood board sketch plus one hero image turned into a seasonal campaign. Each started as a focused prototype addressing one measurable problem.
Here's the exact script we use to pitch a prototype to a client. I made a tiny idea to test one outcome, increase morning visits by giving commuters a reason to stop. It's not a final design. It's a focused experiment. If the test moves the numbers, we scale. If it doesn't, we learn and adapt. Can we run this as a weekend test? That framing removes defensiveness and invites shared risk. Clients love experiments that promise clear metrics.
Second imagination break. Another 60 seconds to convert a real client pitch into a 3-minute prototype. Think of a current lead or an offering you want to test. Name the single problem in 10 words. Sketch or describe the visual hypothesis in one sentence. Write the one-line caption. Decide the channel for the test and the metric you'll watch. I'll count you in. 3, 2, 1, start. Time's up. If you filled those 4 boxes, you now have a testable prototype you can pitch tomorrow.
Key takeaways. First, always start with the client's story. Define one audience problem only. Second, build a focused visual hypothesis, a single icon, one color intent, and a short caption. Third, stage a measurable test, pick a channel and a metric, and run the prototype fast. Quick tips, measure engagement or conversion tied to the prototype, set a short test window, and treat failures as data, not defeat. For worksheets, templates, and downloadable prompts to run these exercises with clients, go to mgwdstudios.com/submit.
Subtle call to action. Try one 3-minute prototype this week. Share the result with a colleague, or post it and tag MG Wallace Design Studios. For studio help or custom visual prototypes that convert, visit mgwdstudios.com. If you want the exact templates I mentioned, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to download the package and starter prompts.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs creative boost. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.